Before spring arrives, let's renew and reset with Melissa in the Morning. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
You know, the month of March has so much meaning to it. It's sort of like a turning point for us here in Connecticut. It's when we start to see that we're going into the spring. The clocks move. We start to see the flowers are coming up. And even though it's sort of muddy out there, we're starting to change the seasons. And a lot of you are starting to do the spring cleaning and all of that. And so this week we've really focused on not only some things that we could be improving upon just in our daily lives. I mean, a lot of times we focus on these massive goals every single new year. But just in our behaviors and our lifestyle choices, we could be making some little changes that make a big difference, again, in our livelihoods. And so I looked at the month of March to see some of the awareness observances that happen. And we looked at sleep because it's National Sleep Awareness Month. And we looked at reading because reading is not only important for kids, but also for adults to keep up with. We looked at caffeine, National Caffeine Awareness Month. We looked at some of these things that, again, if you take a closer look, you realize that, hey, maybe I could take a step back and do a little bit of a better job feeling better and doing better if I tweak things in these areas. And the same goes for your eye care. Did you know that the month of March is Save Your Vision Month? And it serves as a reminder to take care of your eyes. And of course, we always know about the dangers of too much sun exposure, for sure, with our vision. But you know, we're becoming a more digital era where we've got screens, we've got blue lights, and a potential strain on our eyes. So we want to talk about the importance of taking care of our eyes and saving our vision as much as possible. So who better to go to than our eye doctor expertise here in Connecticut and on the morning show, Dr. Scott Spector. Good morning, Dr. Spector. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Melissa. What a wonderful introduction and what a great service you are doing for the people here. This is great.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting how this all sort of came together. But I looked, you know, every single month, Dr. Spector, and you know this, you work in the medical field, it feels like there are 500 awareness observances per month. And so it could get really overwhelming. But I look at some of the ones that don't get a lot of attention, like the ones I just mentioned. And when they do get attention, It doesn't actually serve, you know, a full population. So like the reading one, for example, that has such a focus on kids reading, but we don't talk about the importance of adults reading, for example. And, you know, with vision, it's amazing, but you could kind of speak to this. We can't even get people to make a primary care physician checkup each year, let alone making their eyes a priority. How important is it, Dr. Spector, to have your eyes checked at least once a year? I mean, is that something you would recommend?
Well, yeah, let me tell you a little story.
Oh, I love stories.
This story brought it home for me. You know, I've been in practice, and this month, March being a great month, is my 35th anniversary in practice.
Wow.
March 23rd, I will have been in practice in Norwalk for 35 years, which I find amazing.
Congratulations.
But anyway, and the fact of the matter is that we do take things for granted. You know, and even in my practice, which, you know, spans the gamut from routine eye exams to the most complex of surgical care, we kind of fall into the cracks of like, oh, yeah, just come in and keep your every 3 or 4 month appointment and so on and so forth. We don't really take it for granted. We kind of take it for granted a little bit ourselves. And I kind of have some routines in my office, and people look at me sometimes like, why are you doing that? And I think, you know what? I do things because I'm a suspenders and belt kind of guy. I like to make sure nothing bad happens. So the analogy I use is I wear both suspenders and a belt to make sure my pants don't fall down. So in the office, we do the same exact thing. So here's the story. So a young man, 31 years old, just about to turn 31, tells me that he's having trouble driving at night. He wants to get a pair of glasses. So I say to him, come on in and we'll check your eyes. And he comes on in early in the morning and he goes and one of the doctors in my office, one of our optometrists, measures his vision, checks his vision. And as part of our routine exam, we take a picture of the full retina on on almost everybody, and now it's on everybody. So we take a picture of his retina, and the doctor calls me in to take a look at this picture, and I just see with her that he has a retinal detachment.
What does that mean?
He had a torn retina that would have led to a potential full loss of vision if it was not treated, and he was totally asymptomatic. He had absolutely nothing other than the fact that he was starting to notice that when he drove at night, he just didn't see as well as he used to.
He could have been blind.
He could have lost the vision for this eye.
What?
But here's the kicker of it. It was my son.
No, stop it. Wow. Yeah, talk about M. Night Shyamalan. That is, wow. It was your son? Holy moly.
That's how you bring things full circle, to recognize the importance of routine, the things we kind of all take for granted, eye care. Because here is someone who has access to eye care 24/7.
Yeah, that's kind of your thing.
Right. And you know, he never, you know, maybe we checked him 5 years ago. Because he had 20/20 vision. He drives at night. He lives in Texas, for all things. So at the end of the day, he just came home and he needed to use my car. So he drove me to work. And I said, well, come on upstairs. We'll check your vision. And
boom,
we found that. And of course, we wound up bringing him over to the retina people. He wound up having 3 separate laser treatments in both eyes to prevent retinal detachment. Wow. He's flying in tomorrow to have to follow up. But the reality of the situation is, you can't miss this stuff. And then another story this month, you know, a guy came, you know, a guy who went to an eye doctor 4 years ago, a guy who, maybe mid-40s. He went to an eye doctor 4 years ago, got treated for a potential for glaucoma, and he was fine. He was seen by a, you know, pretty capable guy. And 4 years later, he came in because he noted that he wasn't seeing well out of one eye. And he turned out to have lost all the vision in one eye from glaucoma and half the vision in another eye and completely undetected. And those are the scary stories, you know, but the reality of the situation is most people don't have anything wrong. So the reality is it's very easy to assume that the odds are in your favor, that nothing will be wrong. But it's nice to kind of check the boxes. Mm-hmm. And if you're a box checker, if you're a person who likes to make sure you're doing the best things you can for your own self, because at the end of the day, you're responsible for you, you know, then I think it's worthwhile having your eyes checked and having it checked carefully. And one of the problems that we have in the eye care world, and I am not saying anything negative about other people, but a lot of eye exams are very cursory. They do a vision check. They take your pressure. They don't dilate your pupils. They don't look in the back of the eye as carefully. So almost always they're right that nothing is wrong. But if we had done that with my son, we would have missed this retinal problem.
March is Save Your Vision Month, and we have none other than Dr. Scott Spector here, who this month is also hitting 35 years in practice, which is incredible, Dr. Spector. So let's talk about, we've kind of outlined why it's important to make sure that you're not only getting your eye exams frequently, but also that you're having thorough exams done. But you highlighted something really important, Dr. Spector. What if people don't know if they're having thorough eye exams? What should people be looking for when it comes to going to get their eyes checked with a doctor? What should be checked at just a regular screening?
Well, you know, I think it's doctor specific to some extent. I mean, I don't really know what some people do. My interpretation is that if you go into some eye doctors, you might just get an exam that leads to an eye exam. If you are not being dilated, in other words, the thing nobody wants done is to have the eye drops put in that make their pupil big. If you're not having that done, then you should have a photograph of your retina, because the technology that we have today is so good that we can actually look at the whole inside of an eye without dilating it. So we don't dilate a lot of people in our office because we have the machinery, but a lot of places don't have the machinery. So a good comprehensive exam involves a retina exam. And so the question you should ask your doctor is, are you checking my retina? That's a simple question. And then again, once that's been done, you know, then it's, you know, then it becomes, you know, a concept. And I think if you go to any, you know, kind of reputable place, you're going to get that level of care. Just, you need to ask, have you checked my retina or will you be checking my retina? And then the other thing for the patient to know is don't argue with the concept of being dilated. Expect to be dilated. It's a little annoying, but at the end of the day, it's a much, much more comprehensive exam. Mm-hmm. And the doctor can't do the job unless the pupil is dilated. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. And number two is the frequency. I know you mentioned how often should people have their eye exams.
Yeah.
And there are some pretty, you know, like this, there's a lot of mixture on that concept. So let's talk about how often. I think the first eye exam for most people should be before they're 5 years old.
Okay.
So all children should have a somebody who knows what they're doing look at the eyes to make sure that they are both working together. Now, most pediatricians are pretty good at this, but if you are, like me, a suspenders and belt kind of person, you want to have an eye doctor check that. And most good eye doctors can do it. There are also specialists who are pediatric eye doctors. So, but it's simple to just have someone who likes to take care of kids, take care of your child and get that checked. Then once, you know, somebody's in their teens and if they're okay, then maybe, you know, one exam, you know, every couple of years is a perfectly reasonable thing. The American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends eye exams every 2 years for people under age 40.
Okay.
And then over age 40 every year. I think that's fair. And in my office, over the ripe old age of 65, or if you've had cataract surgery, we do two exams a year. We check, every 6 months we monitor because the patient has already had surgical intervention. And so, you know, again, it's pretty easy to just assume everything's fine. But it's almost always is fine. So it's not like I'm trying to be a fear monger because most people are great.
Yeah.
But if you are the kind of person who is, who wants to be, you know, conscientious about your health, then the right approach is once a year till you're age 40. Once every 2 years before age 40, once a year, ages 40 to 65, and then twice a year after age 65.
Well, and the reason I also was asking Dr. Spector about the younger age is because it is burned in my mind, you know, to make your son feel any better. My mom is a registered nurse. So anytime something was off with our health as kids, we always funneled it to her. And she is like you, suspender and belt kind of gal. We had every specialist under the sun when we were kids. And my father works in health insurance. He's a broker. So it's like health was a top priority forever and ever. Amen. But what's funny is all through middle school and then my freshman year of high school, I couldn't see not when you wrote with a marker on a board like a whiteboard, but when you use a chalkboard, I could never read the notes. And I would just move to the front. I figured, you know, maybe it's like everybody's struggling with this. And it wasn't until I saw my eye doctor who did like all the tests of the eyes. And she said, you know, do you realize that you actually have a little bit of vision loss, like not a lot, but a little bit where you can't see certain surfaces. All of a sudden, I realized if I didn't have these glasses, not only could I not see chalk on a chalkboard, but I realized that when I got my license, I couldn't read signs at night. Like I couldn't read signs on the highway if I didn't have my glasses. And what's funny is I didn't know what to look for. So if not for getting my constant exams, who knows? So that's why I was also saying, like, how young should people be going? Because unless, you know, parents are saying, hey, you know, why would you randomly say to your kid, hey, if you feel like you can't see something, tell me. I mean, I didn't know. I figured nobody could really see the board because it was, you know, it was kind of old school chalk. And I don't know. And I just figured it was sort of old school. I didn't think I had anything wrong with my vision.
You're leading me right into the, you know, the debate of the what we call the myopic, epidemic. I mean, the epidemic of people becoming nearsighted as children nowadays worldwide is a huge concern. And it is, you know, we believe there's no proof on this, but my belief on it is it's screen related because you know, in the old days, kids would spend time, and, when I was a kid, we used to get yelled at for watching too much TV, but which kid watches too much TV now? Everybody's on a phone.
Mm.
So at least when you were watching a television, it was 20 feet away.
Right.
Nowadays, you know, you're watching something and it's 12 inches away, and it forces the eye into a shape situation where the eye can actually stretch, become a little bit bigger, and people become more and more nearsighted. So around the world, the epidemic of myopia or nearsightedness is becoming a huge worldwide
situation. I
did not
situation. Know that. Wow.
Yes.
So it's definitely important you're getting your kids screened. Absolutely.
And, get them screened and get them off their screens. I mean, those are two of them.
I love that. But you should make a billboard of that, Dr. Spector. Get them screened and get them off their screens. I love that.
Well, you know, it's so hard. You know, we all know that how hard it is to get our kids off screen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the video babysitter. You know, here, we want to eat dinner. Here, work on this iPad. And, of course, you know, the kids love that because, you know, it becomes almost, you know, drug-like to them. So, you know, but it is a real issue. And I think, you know, young parents should really, you know, be conscientious of their children's vision. And I think, you know, teenagers, you know, there's a lot of things associated with the use of screens. I know we talk about blue light glasses as a way of making people more comfortable. That's, you know, and that's all that does, by the way. It doesn't save anything. It doesn't hurt anything. It just makes you more comfortable. And but the thing that is kind of the unsung issue with dry eye with screens or dry eye, because people don't blink when they are looking at screens.
Right. So, and I mean, and these are certainly a lot of different, I would say, conversations that people can take up with Dr. Spector in his office, because he tackles all of them and has been for the last 35 years this month, which is extraordinary. And Dr. Spector, only because we've run out of time, I do want to let people know they can go to your website, which is spectoreye.com. Make sure to call Dr. Spector. He is literally the best here in Connecticut and in the New England area. People come from New York and Boston to see Dr. Spector because of the great work that he does. So, Dr. Spector, thank you for weighing in on today's conversation. I'm sorry to cut us short, but I really appreciate your time.
Listen, Melissa, you and I know we could talk for hours.
We really could.
So, you know, and the reality is the eye is a fascinating place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're happy to help people get a good handle on it. And we have a team of doctors. And, you know, we all have our little niche in our office. So don't be shy. If you come to my office, it doesn't have to be me to get good care. So, you know, we work as a team. So but thanks for interviewing me. This is great. I love this conversation. And again, I feel like I could be holding a martini and having this conversation. So let's.
God definitely put you in the right place, Dr. Spector. Thank you so much for what you do. And again, congratulations, 35 years this year. That's an amazing milestone. And for those of you listening, make sure you check out spectoreye.com for more information.